Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to third for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. John moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John scores. Buford moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Mantilla scores. Horton moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Ward moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Green moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Mantilla covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Mantilla covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Skourin hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman strikes out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.